Lying in a hollow not far from the stream bank, both rapscallers saw the vessels come round the bend. There were 6 long logboats, each carved from the trunk of a large tree, and seated 2 abreast at the oars were small creatures, their fur wiry and sticking out at odd angles. Each of them wore a brightly coloured cloth headband and a kilt held up by a broad belt, through which was thrust a little rapier. Others of them sat at prow and stern, atop supply sacks, and all of them seemed extremely short-tempered, for they argued and jabbered ceaselessly with one another. Only an older creature, slightly bigger than the rest, remained aloof, standing on the prow of the lead boat, surveying the river ahead. In all, there were about 70 of them, crewing the long logboats. Hogspit rubbed his paws together, grinning wickedly. He glanced back to see the tracker leading 30 vermin into the defile. The weasel sniggered with delight. 30 rapscallions would be more than enough to take care of a gang of scruffy-looking mice. He stuck a grimy claw under Lousewort's nose, issuing orders to him.
This'll be simple as shell and peas. You steer with this lot. I'll go out there and scare the living daylights out of those mooses. Be ready to come running when I shout ya.
Swaggering out onto the stream bank, Hogspit called out to the oldish creature in the prow of the first craft as it drew level.
Hey, Greybeard! Get them boats pulled in here. I wants to see what you've got aboard. And move lively if you know what's good for you.
For a small beast, the leader had extremely dangerous eyes. He held up a paw and the crew ceased rowing. Steering the prow round with a long pole, he waited until his craft was close enough, then vaulted to dry land on the pole. One paw on his rapier, the other tucked into his belt, he looked the weasel up and down. His voice, when he spoke, was deep and gruff.
Listen, swamp guts, I know what's good for me, and what's aboard these boats is none of your business, so back off!
Hogspit was amazed at the small beast's insolence. Swelling out his chest, he laid paw to his cutlass handle.
Do you know who you're talking to? I'm Rapscour Hogspit of Damag Warfang's mighty rapscallion army.
The creature drew his small rapier coolly, quite unimpressed.
Then clean the mud out of your ears and listen to me, Spitog, or whatever name you call yourself. I wouldn't know Damag what's-his-name or his army if they fell on me out of a tree. I'm Loggerlog, chieftain of the Gowsham Shrews, so pull steel if you fancy dying.
Hogspit whipped out his cutlass and charged with a roar. In the hollow, Lousewort felt his belt tugged urgently by a rat who squealed.
Is that it? Do I charge too?
Lousewort pulled free of the rat's tugging paw.
Now, I want to see what happens.